Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here and spend this hour with you. I hope everybody's doing well. And today we're going to get into a lot of things that are going to be kind of hit home, because I think all of us have some of this stuff going on at different times. And if not, my hat's off to you. We are going to have Mike Brashears and Tony McGee are joining us today, and they have tons of knowledge. Mike's the director, executive director of United Financial Freedom, and Tony's served for years. He's in the also with EXP Realty and has a lot of it. They both have amazing backgrounds, which I'm going to let them talk about. But today, it's like, we're going through the COVID time, and typically we don't announce the time that we're doing the shows because so many of our listeners, listen, it's archived at all different times, and we see that. And our audience is not just agents and brokers. We have the general public, et cetera. So this show today is going to pertain to any time in your life. This is just very educational, lots of good nuggets. But right now, especially with the COVID going on, we don't know. There's so much uncertainty and fear, which isn't good, money worries, you name it, health worries, of course. And it's hard to know who to believe these days because we're getting so much social media, so much news that is true and isn't true. And it's kind of mind-boggling. So we want to talk today about something that you can control, that is not uncertain, that is very methodically can be taken care of in a great way. So if you want to get out of debt, learn how to leverage your credit. Do you want to, you know, buy property, invest more, but you can't because you have too much debt or your credit isn't where it needs to be because of the debt, things happen. Do you feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill? And it's just you're paying too much interest or a lot of interest. Maybe you don't even know how much you're paying because so many of us just run, do our work, do what we're doing, and aren't looking at those areas, which we need to look at all of it. So we get so busy, it's easy to forget or put off planning your financial picture. Definitely do not let the guilt get to you. Don't let guilt get to you at all because we as humans have a way of doing that. And then when we feel guilty, guess what? We ignore it and we don't do it or we procrastinate. You remember so if you're like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be overwhelming, this is going to be a fun hour that we're going to spend together. And you remember that old saying, how to eat an elephant one bite at a time? Give yourself space and just listen in, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. United Wealth Financial has a system that works, that has an algorithm, and I'm going to let Mike talk much more about that. We'll get into all this. That gives you exact steps on what to pay down, what not to pay down. It sounds easy if you go, oh, well, I just know how to do that anyhow. I take care of all that. I know I can pay down on the interest, da-da-da-da. Listen in, because there's so many more nuggets, and it's more to it than that. Even though once you get started, it is easy because the algorithm and the steps and the programs does a lot of it for you. It all takes discipline. And Mike and Tony are joining us today to teach us how this works. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mike Brashears and Tony McGee. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
thanks for coming on, because you guys were on before, too, and I really appreciate it, and I love doing stuff with you. We're going to be doing a lot more. How is it today? I guess we'll, how about, Mike, you start first and then Tony, because I want to get both of your backgrounds before we dig in to this, because this is so needed, especially right now.
Okay. Well, I began in the financial services business in 1985. I got into the stock brokerage business with Smith Barney or Shearson Lehman Brothers, whatever their name was that particular year, and then later on with Prudential Securities. And I was with in that industry until the week before 9/11. And that's my fortune was that I had switched to the mortgage industry. So there was good timing in that aspect. I was in the mortgage industry for the next 8-9 years, and that's where I found out about this program, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And I also sell insurance to individuals, whether it's health insurance or just insurance for their retirement. And I use this program as my door opener. And so it's fabulous for that. And it's fabulous for insurance, real estate, or mortgage brokers. That's primarily who I work with.
So what got you? So this is where that's really perfect. It really works in well. Yeah, because this program also, you can actually go into it for personal use, and you can also bring it to other people. Right? It's also a marketing company as well.
Right. When I first came across it, being in the mortgage business, I had everybody coming to me for, you know, to get money for refinance to pay off debts. Okay, and I was able to show them by adding this, they could pay off their debts so much faster and build up equity so they can buy other real estate properties. And that was what interested me, with along with the real estate agents I worked with. So it was fabulous.
That's really – we're going to go, because I want to hear – there's a story you have about somebody, I think, in Vegas, Nevada, that's done some incredible stuff lately, right? I'm going to – so
– Oh, yeah.
Tony, let's introduce you. Tell us about you, and thank you for serving, sir.
Thank you. My name is Tony McGee. I'm a native of Chicago. I'm a retired military for many years. I got involved in real estate in 1994 while I was still on active duty. I get off training soldiers to work in helicopters and build a house. I came upon youth first is what it was called when I got involved in 2005. It was a program that me and a couple of other partners looked at. And we started marketing it. The market was about to get ready to start dipping. I think the housing market started dipping around about 2007. And
2007?
About 2007. A lot of the houses were going upside down. We were presenting progress. And it was new to a lot of people. So a lot of people went back. And like Mike said, the basic use of the program is to be able to help you to pay your debt off quick, whether it be a mortgage or student loans, any kind of debt. The program likes to have an algorithm that when you put all your income in there, it looks at it and it takes it and it helps you, just like we call it the GPS of finance. It basically gets you to the direction that you need to get to at the quickest amount of time. As I'm presenting to my clients, a lot of my clients, they'll come to me talking about and I will explain to them the program, how the program works. And at the same time, explain to them that, you know, the mortgage companies know you're going to come probably 3 to 5 years to refinance. When interest rates change, you want to refinance. And when you're doing that, you're basically starting all over. But with this program, to accelerate the payoff of the mortgage, never have to go to the bank again to refinance. You're now building up your own equity in the house. I always talk about my clients too, that, you know, being a real estate agent, when we put a house on the market, the equity that comes out of that house is the equity that's been built up over time or put money down. But with the MMA program, you can use this, and let's say you've been in the house for just a year, and you're using this program, you can accelerate the payoff to the point that most houses don't get equity increase in one, two, 3 years. It was this program, you will. It was an amazing program.
And you start building equity a lot quicker. That sounds great.
Yes.
So that's you're really bringing a service to your clients at the same time. It seems to me like with, I mean, there's a lot of things, I don't want to call it denial, but there's a lot of things in life that we just assume, but then when it's really shown to us, we go, wow, wait a minute, I wasn't even paying attention to that. I didn't even realize what I was paying, you know, even a mortgage. I mean, after someone has paid 30 years, it's double what they paid, right, and sometimes more. It's pretty interesting. So, tell us a story. You told me a couple of weeks ago about the gentleman that's working with you guys in Nevada.
Yeah, there's an agent who works out of Las Vegas, and he switched from being a mortgage broker to being a real estate agent in about 2008, 2009, that time frame. And he bought his first investment property at that time, and he was telling me this. This is back in probably January. He was giving me a kind of an update because it had been a while since we had chatted. And he said, look, you know, over that period of time, I've sold more than 250 of these programs, okay? And he says, I called them all in December to invite them to a real estate, basically, seminar. And the thing was, I was going to show them how they could become real estate investors without spending any more money than what their program that they've already done. And I was going to show them how to do that. I just asked them, look, you know, bring one guy who can invest at least $20,000 in real estate in the next 6 months. You know, so I called my 250, about 80-85% of the people were still on the program, okay, having great success. And he says, so I invited him. He said, we had over, and I saw the pictures, we had over 550 people attend my seminar. Basically 200 committed to buying the program after I explained everything that we had done. And, you know, because of the virus, it's kind of broken, dropped down to about 100. But he's sold a lot of these programs just in the last couple of months.
Wow.
But what he showed them this. He, as a real estate agent, I don't think he's ever sold less than 55 houses in a year since he got into the real estate business because he shows them this program before he takes them out to see properties. And generally, it has increased the price range that they're looking at by 20-25% because they can see how they can handle more debt and not get lost and not be concerned. But he also showed how he had developed at least 35 real estate investors. And his definition of a real estate investor is somebody who owns at least 4 properties and is currently looking for another property. So
right.
He showed them how
–
they use this program to do such. So I asked him, I said, well, what about you personally? He goes, well, I now own 70 properties, 40
amazing.
Of which are completely paid for. Okay?
That's amazing.
All because of this program. He doesn't use any other type of tools. This is his success.
And that's been like in 12 time. Years, right? 12 years, 12, 11
yeah.
years. That's amazing. 12, 13 years. That's amazing. And it really shows you what discipline is there because so many of us just take a mortgage and then keep paying it for 50, you know, they say take a 30-year, pay it down in 15, but you're still giving a lot of money and a lot of interest to the banks. It's how does this work for student loans and kids, people, or they're not kids, I'm just saying young adults that maybe are out of college, they haven't bought their first home yet. Is it beneficial for them as well?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you this from personal experience. My daughter just graduated from UCF in Orlando. In fact, yesterday was her first day at a new job that she had gotten. So I was excited that she was out of school and had a job. But
congratulations.
You know, when she came to me about a year ago or last June, and she was very concerned about her student loan debt. She goes, look, all we ever talk about. All my friends, it's all we ever talk about. She goes, I'm gonna owe $60,000. What am I going to do? And I'm like, well, honey, you're not going to owe $60,000. It's nowhere near that. So when she found out, she goes, okay, Dad, it's only $23,000, but I still owe $23,000. So I showed her, you know, based on the student loan program, they showed her how it was going to take her 10 years to pay off that amount of money. Well, she had $180 discretionary income, And I showed her, I said, look, let's just say after you get a job, you still have only $180 discretionary income. You could send all the money in right then as soon as you get it, and you're going to pay it off basically in about 6.5 years. Okay?
That's great.
But when you put it on the program, and on the program, you can they have certain tools that you can use. You can use a credit card to help accelerate the payoff or a home equity line of credit. So, you know, if you're a student, you don't have a home, you don't have a home equity line of credit. So she's going to use a credit card. And it showed that she would pay off all her debt, her student loan debt, with that $180 discretionary in 3.6 years. Okay?
You're kidding.
Well, she's already began it. Okay? She's already begun the program. And I think after talking to her, this was like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, she was down to really going to be about 2.9 years.
That's amazing. Okay. So let me stop a second just to kind of do the math here.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if the student loans are compounded daily or yearly or how they do it, because a lot of credit cards are compounded with daily interest, and I know that all makes a big difference. But so we've got $23,000 approximately, right? And you're thinking it's going to be under 3 years. Well, if you pay I'm going to round it to $200 a month from $180, right? And so you're thinking
right.
$200 times, you know, $2,400 a year that she
right.
has discretionary, times three, that's only like $700, $7,000. How does that pay down a $23,000?
Right.
You see where I'm going with it? Because
so,
the way we all
yep,
typically
yep.
think, okay,
yep.
how
so
does that pay
her,
that down? Okay.
Okay, so here's how it works. It uses, in her case, it's going to use a credit card, and she has $2,400 available at 0%. Right now, the student loan is for 6 months, she's at 0%. Okay, then it's going to increase then. But what it does,
okay.
it takes advantage of the money that's sitting in your account waiting to be spent. Okay, it's going to do
okay.
so in such a manner that it doesn't change your budget or your lifestyle. Okay, so her
okay.
budget is that she has at least $180 discretionary income and can use it as it sees fit. So it's going to use that $180 maybe, you know, if she had an interest rate, it would use that for, say, to pay the interest so it didn't take her out of her budget or lifestyle. Okay? The
okay.
fact that it's 0% right now enhances it dramatically.
Okay.
Okay? So she should be in a position now.
$2,400 of it is 0%. Or did she take off? Did she borrow on a card that was 0% and paid off the 23? I'm just trying to get through.
It will use the money that she has from just
180.
Even in her checking account, waiting to be spent. It will be used to pay down the debt, but you'll still be able to use it when you need it. Put it that way. So
you leverage it with a credit card, though, too? I'm just trying to
yep.
understand because I want to. Okay, so they leverage it. You're leveraging it. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and the
that
program
makes a lot of sense. That's really cool.
The program tells you when to send in extra money to pay down the debt. Okay, when you so that you don't lose control of it. Let's put it that way. There's like 24
wow.
pages of algorithms that gives you the direct path to the payoff, so that you don't get in trouble.
That's
okay,
wonderful.
So
do they have videos, learning videos? Because we're going to do it too, and then offer it. We've already talked about that too, and offer it to people. And I would like to know every aspect of it before, you know, when I'm doing something. So that's why we're going to try it as well. Not try it. We're going to do it. But
right.
does it have the videos so they train you and they kind of tell you why this is happening? Because as an you think, well, okay, if I just pay down the interest and I avoid, say, I have five credit cards. Just for example, somebody has 3 to 5 credit
mm-hmm.
cards and they're going to pay down the highest interest ones first and think that, okay, I'm going to pay these off sooner. There's more to it with this algorithm, right, in the system, right? There's just more,
right.
way more to it than, okay.
Right. There,
so it's, does it tell you,
five,
do people, there's customer service that tell you, or it's algorithm, I mean, how does this work, like where they really get it rather than just trusting the algorithm every month or every week or whenever you look at it?
Well, you do have to trust the algorithm, but there are,
okay.
there are various videos in your program to help tweak it for you and help you get past any obstacle. But you have a customer service. But when you first get on it, you're going to be assigned a coach who goes through an hour and a half call with you to make sure that everything's working correctly and then help you tweak it so how you can work it within your daily life, okay? Now, you don't have to look
wow.
at this daily, okay? In fact, I only
right.
look at it like every 2 weeks, okay? But
okay.
That's what's going to give you your peace of mind in your first couple of weeks. But everything's laid out that anybody could use this. It's not difficult. It's just math. There's no magic to it. It's just math. But it puts it in, presents it in a manner that for your lifestyle is just another little thing, another little tool that you use that doesn't take you 15 minutes a month more to run it.
That's
so
wonderful.
It gives a lot of
well, we should have been taught this in school. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's teaching you how to leverage your credit, but then still have credit that then be able to pay off. I love it. Tony, are you finding people are wanting it and loving it?
And again, like I said, it's kind of new to them. They're trying to understand the program versus just, you know, acknowledging that the program works, acknowledging that, you know, yes, you're going to refinance it for 5 years, and you're going to have to pay, you know, like they come in and they're telling you, you know, when I refinance, they're going to take charge of the program. So, yeah, two things have left for you. You can pay it out of your pocket, or they'll put it in the loan. Now, our program is less than what you're going to pay to refinance. So why not take
right.
that money and use that to go into find a program, and you never have to worry about going back and refinancing, going back and put the closing cost, taking out your pocket, or putting it in the mortgage.
You're already
that's what's going to happen.
That makes a lot of sense. And a lot of refinancing, I think people do refinance prematurely because if it's not so many percent below, it may not be worth it once you add the, like you said, the closing costs and the finance charge and everything. It's kind of, wow, this really, because it's so important for us to get strong on our financial side, or, you know, there's so many balances in life. And it seems to me, I guess I'm hearing that they're starting to teach the younger ones in schools about finances when they're, you know, elementary, junior, a senior, but they never did when I was in. Not when I was younger. I don't know about you guys. And it just seems like it's so needed to teach us that. Just like compound interest, it blows me away. I'm like, wow, I wish I learned that when I was 10 years old, you know. And it's kind of amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah,
so,
I heard yesterday.
So, Mike. Okay.
I heard yesterday that more than 65% of the people who retire now retire with debt. And even if they had kept their same income that they're getting the day before they retire, it would take them more than 2 years to pay off all their debt if they just did that. So,
wow.
They're starting retirement behind the eight ball. This will help,
right.
That's that.
And they're saying, I mean, look at with this COVID, they've found that so many people are living paycheck to paycheck and don't even have savings. You know?
Yeah.
It's definitely a place that everybody needs to step up on, you know. I know with me, with businesses, it's so easy to just spend it, my overhead all the time, and not go take loans and pay it out of my monies, and then not with monies that could have been used for investing. You know, we learn a lot through time and trial and error and age. And, you know what I mean? There's so many lessons you learn. And it's really that I can imagine how refreshing it feels just to do this and get into it. So on this program today, we're not trying to sell you guys when you're listening to it on buying it and doing it as a business. But that's another aspect that you can do as well. But we're you know, really here to talk about how you take control of your own debt, get it paid down, which gives you that financial freedom. And everybody needs it. And we don't, you know, the dollar's scary right now. So much is going on that we don't know what's going to happen. So the more you can take control of it, the better. And so if somebody has, what's the minimum amount of debt they should have to be able to get in this program? Or is it, and does it matter because it's just such an educational program?
Well, I tell people that if you can pay off all your debts in less than 5 years right now, then this may not benefit you much. Okay, it'll still benefit you, but it won't benefit you much. But going forward the rest of your life, you have to think about all the other things that you're going to buy. So from that regard, it'll probably assist you. Now, come September, we're rolling out how to create wealth with this. So that aspect is going to change that entire avenue. It'll be people will come to us who have no debt with this program,
right,
so they can enhance their wealth-building capabilities. So
So they're going to enhance it in what?
I can
generally
tell you,
for
if you have,
leverage,
if you have
money,
at least 5 years of debt, it's going to be beneficial to you.
So if it takes money, that's really good, yeah. That's really good. So the programs that are going to come out are going to teach them what, how to leverage and be able to buy other, I mean, get their scores really high and keep them in a good position where they know immediately, okay, I'm going to buy this, I'm paying this off in this much time, this is going to cost me this. Because I think even with credit cards, I don't think people realize, you know, they may go spend $100 on their credit card and that item might cost them $150 or more by the time they pay it off, right? And if they were, if they looked at it that way and said, hey, you want to spend $100? No, I'm not going to pay $150 for that because I can buy it over here for $100. Yes, $100 with cash. But then if you learn how to leverage your credit, you can still, it still makes sense, right? I'm just kind of putting it on the scale of, like, so many people aren't paying attention to these little items that add up to huge items that add up to huge debt.
Right. When I show an example, a demo of the program, I will show a couple. If you take an $8,000 vacation and you put it on a 20% credit card, okay, typically that's going to extend your debt another three and a half years. But when you look at the true cost, that $8,000 vacation, if you have a 20% credit card, is going to be about $32,000. So I show them, okay, now.
Really?
This is a forecasting. Yeah, this is a forecasting.
$32,000 for an $8,000. Wow.
Yeah.
God.
So that changes a lot of people's attitude about where they're going to go for vacation. But I show them, look, if you take that, say you have money, some money in savings or whatever percentage, at the end of 1 month, you'll pay it off what you can. You'll pay no interest on that money for that 1 month. And then if you were able to pay it from a savings account, then your increase as far as your debt payoff day may only increase by 9 months or so, or maybe a little bit more. But your cost of the $8,000 is more reasonable, maybe, you know, just shy of 11. But you have that information. You
have it
to make the decision.
That $8,000 at 20% interest would really end up costing them $32,000, four times the amount, if they don't pay it off until it's your own. Oh my, that's mind-blowing. I love that example because it's very, you know, simple to get and very heavy when you think four times the – oh, my goodness. They could have a heck of a vacation for $32,000, right? I'm just saying if you wanted to really look at that. That's
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing. That's really, because I don't think people realize that's a lot, huge.
In the real estate industry, there are so many mortgage brokers and real estate agents that don't even know about this product yet. In fact, I had one of my end users, okay, he called me here about a week and a half ago. He had just bought a second property, and he's closing on it at the end of this month, I think probably next week. And he was telling me that his mortgage broker didn't know anything about the product, didn't know anything about it. He said, look, I talked to you about a year ago, and you told me you're nowhere near ready to be able to swing this. He says, I'm swinging and buying this property. I'm paying private mortgage insurance on it, but I'm swinging it because of this program. And she was giving him peace of mind that she'd be able to refinance him within 5 years probably to get rid of the private mortgage insurance, because you don't understand. This property will be paid off within 5 years because of this program. You just don't understand.
Wow.
So it increases your equity so fast so you can buy far more real estate properties.
I love it. So anybody that wants to get information on this program, I'm going to get Mike, you want to give your number too, and Tony, and then they can also contact us at realtyuniversal.com or our numbers, because we're going to get involved as well. You've shown it to me before. I signed up under I signed up under the one account, I think, information, and it's so needed. It makes so much sense. We're doing people such a service to educate them about this and get them involved. So why don't you give your contact information, and Tony, you give yours too, if that's good.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, my name is Tony McGee. I can be reached at 757-329-306. That's 757-329-306. Or you can email me at tonyrealestate@gmail.com.
okay? My contact information, you know, get a hold of me and I'll get you to Tony, is 321-446-6011. And my email address is debtfreewithmma@gmail.com. The number again, 321. Yep, debtfreewithmma@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're going to put it in. So, okay, so now we're going to switch over. I think we don't need a break because it's going to go by so fast. Now we're going to switch over and talk about the business side, you know, if that's okay with you guys. So if we have, say we have a college graduate and they're just in their late 20s and they have $150,000 worth of debt, just to give you an example, if somebody went in and they went on the higher degrees, will this work for them and they don't have any properties?
Sure. Sure. They would love this. And especially starting that young, they're going to be financially secure so much faster.
Yeah. So what does it cost to get into the programs? I understand there's different levels.
Well, typically the fee to get in is $149 per year, and there's a renewal fee each year of $50. Okay? But this month, through the end of this month, they're running a special. To become an agent, it's only $99. I call it the virus special, okay? But $99 to the end of the month to become an agent, and that gets you everything. That gives you all the websites, gives you all the training, gives you access to the demo of the program, gives you everything, okay? Plus, it gives you training working with me as well as Tony, and our job is you successful.
Okay, so that's if you're going to go. Okay, so if somebody wants to use it and be a user, you know, actually use it on all their programs and their debt, not just so. Because from what it looks like, because we're doing it too. From what it looks like, it's definitely beneficial to buy it yourself and have it, and then also sell it as well, or bring people to it. So, what are the different level costs? Like, if someone has a student loan, they don't own any houses, they have $150,000 worth of debt, can they get into the first level program, or do they have to go to a different level?
Yeah. For them, they would qualify for the Gold program. That's a program that you have no mortgage, and you have less than $80,000 worth of debt. Okay. And that is going to cost you less than $2,400. And with the discounts, I've seen people buy this for $1,700. And there's all various different ways that they can purchase it, whether it's all at one time or finance it. Okay, if they have more than $80,000 debt, or they have one mortgage but not more than three, then they would have the platinum level, and that's going to be, you know, the maximum is going to be $3,780. But most pricing I see is around $3,400. Okay, but what it comes down to as a formula, because everything's based off a formula. The formula is going to be about 2 to 3% of whatever your guaranteed savings is, 2 to 3%. So,
okay.
I mean, if you could rush down, if the bank called you and said, look, I'm going to refinance everything you have, and it's going to be at one-third of whatever today's interest rates are, you'd rush down to the bank and you would do everything but give them blood, okay?
Right, right. So it's going to
run. You'll have this forever.
Well, now
you get all the brand new versions.
Okay. So you get all the updated systems. Okay. Is there any yearly fee when you're a user? It sounds like I'm saying user, but you know what I mean. Okay.
No, there's no annual fee. You can have a monthly subscription fee, which is for a program that will help update all your accounts. That's $13 a month. So if you're an agent, you need to write that portion off on your. There's a program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're updating your account, you can do it manually. But if you have a lot of lines of credit, there's a service where you just press a button and it'll update your balance and your next scheduled payment from the bank as of what it was the close of the day before. Okay, and it makes it seamless and easy for you. But I only recommend that to people who have more than, say, 5 or 6 lines of credit.
So then, and that will it actually, you can set it up on automatic, right? So it'll just automatically pay or set that up through your bank or through the automatic, through the, no? Okay.
It'll automatically update you what your balance is and your next payment date, but it will never take control of your money. It doesn't move the money for you. It's like, you
smart,
know,
that's
as
good.
Tony was pointing out, it's like a GPS system in your car. The GPS system in the car, you put it in the destination, tells you when to turn, but it doesn't turn the car for you yet, okay?
Right,
with ours, it tells you how much to send to get the optimal acceleration debt payoff, but it won't move the money for you.
Do the people have to pay like once a week usually, or once a month, twice a month? I mean, with the formula and algorithm, what have you found in the history of it that it turns out that
well, it's whenever
I'm only
your
asking because people have a certain amount of time, and then they have to. So when it's it ties in whenever the bill's due, and lets you know how much to pay.
Right. So,
if you have automatic payments set up.
I only go in on mine twice a month because I have everything set up as online banking, so they'll pay automatically. But for me to update my program, I do it on every other Friday. It takes about 15 minutes at that.
So, because a lot of things, like I know we have in three states, we have automatic payments automatically because, you know, it just takes. So with that, you just have to, with your automatic payment, you would have to change the amount, right? You would have to still go in and change the amounts that you're paying.
Well, you would
twice
on
a month,
say,
or whatever.
You would on like your credit cards, but other, you know, like your utilities or your mortgage payment, your car payment, those are things, those are closed in loans. Those never change. Okay, so you don't have to worry about those.
Like for instance, on like a lot of my accounts, they're all on automatic. They come automatic.
Right, they're on autopay. That's the way to
myself. So when I go into my software, all I do is confirm that that took place. I don't care if my Visa card was 125 and up to 130. All I'm going into my software is to confirm that that took place. That's all I'm doing because that allows the system to see that, just like the GPS input, to let them know that, hey, you know, I made this payment, this money that I moved or whatever, and it'll tell me or give me a move to make. And so the payment amount automatic don't matter. It's just that you're going in to confirm what took place.
But if you, just for an example, just for, you know, somebody needs to say, okay, I'm going to allocate this many hours, or I'm going to have the bookkeeper allocate this many hours. For example, I'm just getting down into the little teeny nitty gritty of it because I think it's good for people to understand how it works kind of that way. But if you say there's automatic payments set up with your bank and with the credit card companies or mortgage companies and, you know, things that come out automatically out of your bank account. And this program, you run it, say, twice a month, and it says, hey, pay $100 more on your mortgage this month or pay, you know, $80 more on your credit cards. Then you'd have to manually go in and change that with the automatic payments with your banks, right? Of course, because you're, like you said, they're not going to have control of the money. But it's so
right.
I'm just looking at the right. So they need to, you need to go in and change those. So that's which people can schedule it, or they schedule it with their bookkeeper if they have businesses and they trust them. But then they can always check the money later, right? I'm just seeing how it. So it's very specific
right.
And okay. So back to
so
I did
program,
ask the one question that. Oh, go ahead.
So the program shows you on the horizon going out 90 days when those suggestions of debt transfer are going to occur.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
So I put
so
it
you
in
can
my,
do it all at
I put
once
it in
for
my
90
calendar.
Days. That's perfect. Yeah.
Right, I put it in my calendar. But I still get notification by email as well as text if you set it up that way. So between my calendar, between the text and the email notifications, and between my wife reminding me, there's no way I can miss it.
I love it. No, I don't mean that you'd forget, but what you just said, that you could go 90 days out, that's great, you know, because then you're not having to do it every week or every 2 weeks. You can actually go, okay, and change it for 90 days and print it out and then do it and make it. That's great. I love it. It's definitely, boy, if we put the amount of time on finances that we do on everything else, just imagine, huh? It's a wild, wild, love this system. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm back. I'm asking the question for the kids because I know a lot of different ones. I say kids. I'm only saying kids. I forgive me out there because I'm older now. So that's why I'm saying kids. these are adults. They're not kids. And I know when I was that age, anyhow. If the program that costs like that, the gold program versus there's a gold program, the platinum program, I think there's a third program, right?
Well, there's actually four programs, yes. Okay.
How much
is the third program?
Okay.
The third
okay.
program is for someone who has more than three mortgages, and
okay.
that can run up to as much as almost $6,000. Okay.
Okay.
And then the fourth one is someone who has more than 10 properties.
Okay.
And I can't remember exactly what the price is for that, but that's probably the easiest sell we have. You know, once they're at that level. But
they just sell.
But yeah,
it's not, they don't pay it again. They just pay it a one-time fee, and then they just pay the annual
yeah.
renewal fee, right? And your annual
renewal fee
is only $50? Okay.
Well, on the one that has more than 10 properties, there is a monthly fee as well, but it's like
$25. Okay.
It's easy.
That's
it's
awesome.
Easy to forget that little $25.
No, it's really awesome. But what happens? Like, say somebody, say the ones, because I think the ones that are like 17 to 2400. I mean, for the younger ones, what happens? You said it goes up to $80,000 in debt. Can they plug in up to $150,000 in student loans, or they can't?
Well, if you plug in more than $80,000, it's gonna eliminate the gold program for you. It would be buying the platinum, which could be as much as $3,780 on down, depending
okay.
on what the discounts are. So you could do
okay.
it that way. Or you'd say, okay, I'm not going to put in more than $80,000 so I can do the gold, and then as I pay down debt, then I'll add more debt. You can do it that way. But you know,
okay.
just remember that once you get in control and your debt to income is manageable to get a house, then you're going to upgrade and pay the difference between whatever your gold was and whatever the platinum was, okay? You'll just pay the difference, and then you'll have the whole package then. And one thing else I want to add before I forget is that, you know, a lot of people would say, well, this would work if for most people, not for me, because I am commissioned, and my income fluctuates as well as my monthly expenses because of business. Let me tell you, 95% of all
more.
My, yeah,
I think
95%
more, you know?
Of all my clients are commission-based, and they say, look, this gave me more control than I ever had and more peace of mind where I'm not fretting and worrying. So don't let that stop you from investigating
the opportunity. This is wonderful. It makes so much sense. Yeah, it makes so much sense because a lot of us are guilty of not paying off when we could have paid off. You know, when you look back at all the years, and it's just such a great groundwork to get started with. It's amazing. Oh, my gosh, we only have like 15 minutes left. Do you believe it? I don't. So, what you got? So, that's pretty cool. I love it. I really love it. It's really amazing. So, tell our listeners, what are the discounts? I'm just getting into separating this out. Like, why would they get discounts? Is it specials that you're running, or how does that
yeah,
work?
Yeah, the company runs specials from time to time on a monthly basis, where it might be 5 or 10%. Like this particular month, they did 20%, which is rare. Okay, you'll get that maybe two or three times a year.
Okay.
There's always a discount when you're coming on as an agent. If you're a veteran or, you know, policeman or fireman, you know, you can get on as an agent for free. Okay. But otherwise, you know, you're going to pay $149.
So veterans, firemen, and veterans and firemen and policemen, that's good to know.
Yeah. So, fabulous program.
That's really good to know. Yeah, it's really good to know because, I'm glad that they support it that way too as well. And then on the revenue, so like if somebody goes and they do it themselves and then they come in and they want to do this as a business, how does that work?
Well, they pay out 70% of the purchase price goes towards commissions, okay? And it all varies as to what level you are. But when you first come on, you're going to be assigned a trainer. He'll train you and do the first two sales for you. They'll split those two sales. So you might only make dollars. But after that, you'll be at $1,000, and you'll work up to different levels till you're making at least like $1,500 sale on a $3,500 purchase price, okay? And at that point, then you get to participate into bonuses and pools from company profits and company sales. So there's a lot of money to be made. You can make a tremendous
okay.
team and overrides with this.
Okay.
Okay. That's
and
really
there's no
good.
License
So Tony's going to be over me, and then you'll be over that. But then me, of course, I have to run the my businesses, which so that's pretty. But we can put it out to people because I think this is just such a – it's so amazing to say, hey, I'm not going to let money rule me anymore because that's what's happening with so many people, right? They're working. Some people, they have jobs, and they're getting a certain amount, and they're just paying their bills, and they have debt that they could have the freedom, which they're not getting, which is – I love it. I'm looking at it because when you're making tons and tons of money, I shouldn't say tons and tons. It's tons and tons of money is different to everybody, right? What we consider a lot of money is everybody has different levels of what they consider a lot of money. But and you get advisors or other people are helping to manage your money, which I still think it's good for you to help manage your own money, right? No matter what's happening, I think this is really this levels the playing field. It really does. It gets it out there, just like the internet levels the playing field in many businesses that you can go start your own business now and put everything out there and really connect with a lot of people in a way that you couldn't have years ago unless you spent a lot of years and a lot of money on advertising. You know, this is such an education because it teaches people. And we're creatures of habit. I think that's the other thing with this, too. Once you get started and you do it, then you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't do that. I've got to be disciplined because I don't know what – you know the percentages better than I do. The amount of public – if just looking at the United States, not even the world, that are in debt and the amount of people that it shows that we're not being as disciplined as we should be with our debt. It's huge, mm-hmm. isn't it? Just huge. Huge.
Tremendous market for you in that regard, yes.
Well, I look at it because I'm always looking at mindsets. I'm just that kind of person. I'm always looking at mindsets. We're teaching mindsets. We're working on them. We're learning. And it's all our mindset. And it's easy. And that's one area that I think gets ignored too much, that if it's the freedom is amazing, you know. It's like trying to lose weight, and then you go buy a half a gallon of ice cream every other day, right? And if it's in your house, you're going to eat it, and you're not going to lose weight. I mean, it sounds simple, but people do that, right? I mean, you know, you go skip the potato chips or skip this or this, and it's called discipline. Discipline is huge in every aspect of our life, but some people equate discipline to no fun, you know, but it's not. This is it really does give you freedom. And I look at this like this because I'm going to take anything and look at it and say, how does this affect the whole person, the whole everything, you know, and have that attitude because it's all about our attitude. I love it. I really love it. So I know I talked to y'all before and I was doing, so now we'll really get serious and get disciplined here. But I'm not doing EXP, Tony, so I heard that laugh back there. I think it's a great company. I'm not knocking it. I think it's a great company. It's just for me personally what I'm doing out there because I know.
I know.
Tony's with
EXP
too. So Tony's a big, he's doing great with all of that. So, but yeah, this sounds like fun. I love it. Not just fun. This sounds like so needed. Yeah, so anybody that wants to join, we gave out contact information. You can also contact us at reallyuniversal.com or radio@reallyuniversal. And we have about 10 minutes, so I'm going to turn it over to Mike, but I have a question that you can – it's probably going to take you 3 minutes to explain, kind of. Okay. Years ago, okay, you mentioned you got into this from the years ago, and then you got in the mortgage business and you found this product. I remember – hearing about this product in Hawaii and actually going to a couple of the meetings in Kailua, Hawaii on Oahu, and thinking it was the best thing since sliced bread. I didn't do it then, and I don't remember honestly why, because I should have. But it was called Sun something, Unsun?
United First Financial then.
Okay, United First Financial. Okay, so now it's United Financial Freedom. Okay, so back then, though, I remember part of the whole teaching and training was to take your equity when you own homes and get equity lines and pay your debt from your equity because, say, for example, the interest rates were – well, back then they were like 6 and under, well, like around 5 or 6%, and we thought that was phenomenal because – but now everybody has gotten a lot more spoiled, and that's not as good as what people think, but I still think it's good. But anyhow, you would take that equity line, and you would have 5 or you know, pay, you would have your equity line and then pay your credit cards and your bills with that, because you were getting kind of getting your write-off with your equity line. I'm not sure how they then, and you were paying at a lower interest rate. And so then when the market turned and a lot of the equity lines dried up, it was bad because people didn't have money to pay because they didn't have an equity line anymore. Not bad on this on United First Financial, because they're great, and nothing bad with this company or that at all. But my reason for the question is, does any of that still apply in the program now, or is it just like is that still the way to do it a little bit for extra money, or is that just not in the system anymore?
Well, that's a great question. You can still use the home equity line of credit. In fact, I always recommend that as one of the more advanced options, because it will help pay down your debt generally a year to a year and a half faster, but you don't have to. Okay? You can use a credit card. In fact, most clients that I have who start off, they use a credit card, and as they build equity, then they add the home equity line of credit, and they can switch them back and forth anytime they want. So back in the financial crisis, you know, you had a lot of the banks who cut your home equity line of credit in half, or they just froze it and made it a closed-end loan, one way or other. So this will eliminate that issue, that problem, this time around.
Right.
Now,
fantastic.
It's I don't see any problem now, okay? But back in 2009, I didn't foresee a financial crisis like we had.
None of us did, no.
Right. So if you wanted to use this,
we thought the loans wouldn't keep working like that forever. Yeah, I think we all could see that the loans wouldn't work that weather when you could breathe and get a property. That was crazy. But I don't think anyone saw that it would balloon and be as bad as it was. Well, so if they were going to use that tool now, you would just want to, you know, be abreast of saying, hey, I need to have, you know, that money still has to, I have to have that money. I'm just going to use it from here because it's a low interest and I'm going to play with it, but I have it. So if it did dry up for some reason, I still have that income. You know what I mean? Like, just use it as a tool.
Right.
At the time. Yeah.
You know,
so that's
one of the clients that I brought on here last week, the first thing is, look, I have no debt problem, okay? But when we ran all his numbers, his average interest rate on everything for all his debt was just shy of 7, okay? When I said, look, if I can save you at least $50,000, $60,000 with this and bring your interest rate down to your overall yield return on your investment to less than 2%, is there any reason why you wouldn't want to do it? Said, of course not. When it was all said and done, his effective interest rate was going to be at 1.15%. Okay?
Oh my goodness!
So look, if you could get that from a bank, you would do everything but give you would give blood
right.
to get that. So
yeah, we're
so
giving
look,
too much to
you're
the
right.
bank. Sorry.
You're right. There's this cuts my interest rate considerably. It saves me a lot. I'm going to pay off my. He was going from he had 27 years left on his mortgage, and I think right now he's less than 7. So.
Wow.
And he
you know
has
what?
Lots
that-
of. An, investment
huge.
Things that he does.
Oh, my God. It's just huge. Yeah, I think a lot of people think, well, I've got the money, I'm paying it, don't worry, I'm okay, right? Things are okay. But and not realize how much it could be switched around. It's huge. It's huge. And don't feel bad if it's, you know, you've done this for 30 years and now you're going to switch. A lot of people are probably like, I know, I look at it and go, wow, it's amazing. It's huge, though, the savings. It's amazing. I love. It's wonderful. So, yeah, and if people want to even contact everyone for a no obligation call to look at that, you can do that too, right? Everybody can do that with
sure.
us before signing up and just kind of take a look at it. I love it. So, hey, Tony, do you want to put anything out there? Because we're going to sign off. I'm so thrilled to have you both on here. We're going to sponsor this and do this. I believe in it. I love what you're doing. I want to be able to put it out there. I want to use it myself. And
well, I would say right now, you know, like I think Mike brought it up too. Like right now, going through the epidemic, not just a fear tactic or anything like that, a lot of people now because of what the market is, rates have went down. I think right now you can get a refi for about 2.5 right now. So a lot of people are going to jump on that. And basically what they're doing, they're starting all over. when you can take a look at this program and see that no matter what happens with the interest rate, it will not affect the payoff on your house. So I ask you to take a look at this, do a hard look at it, and come and join us.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Yep, it's definitely a no-brainer. It's an excellent way to be disciplined and actually get free of, get out of that fray. What do they call it in the Bible? They say you're a servant to the lender. That we need to be able to, if you have debt. But we need to be able to learn how to do that because many people, you know, I mentioned it the other day to a woman. I was just talking about some of the debt on the conch because, you know, about credit cards and how we pay so much debt on interest on credit cards. And she said, you know, I'm glad I do have my credit cards, though, because she said she pays them down. And she said, because my dog, I had to spend $2,000 on my dog for some, and he's older, for some mouth surgery that was necessary, really necessary. It wouldn't have, you know, it would have been really bad. And she said, I was so glad I was able to put it on a credit card. Just like, you know, we see in the mortgages, you know, many people are not going to be able to pay cash for their homes, right? So it's not like the credit is a bad thing at all. It's a matter of learning how to leverage it and use it to your advantage, right, Mike and Tony? It sounds like
correct. Correct.
Yeah. Cool. So... Well, I guess we're going to be talking together a lot. <'cause> I can't wait to do this, and I think and hope serving a lot of people, blessing a lot of people, really, because
that's
nothing like, you know, there's so many people that are so stressed with this COVID now, and people, of course, health is number one. The thing people are looking at, what's really important, you know, our family time, our people. The Earth is more slow right now than it's been in years. So when they're doing the seismic testing right now, with a lot of the cities, of course we're opening up slowly, but a lot of the cities closed down. It was like, wow, this is just different. The activity was so different than what it has been in years, and it makes us reflect and gives us time to look at everything. And I think this is a grand time to kind of clear that. Remember those Etch-a-Sketch boards, like those Etch-a-Sketch? Remember you? I'm old enough to remember them. Do you remember? I don't know if they still have them because I don't have any little ones. I don't have grandchildren yet. But the Etch-a-Sketch, you know, you kind of like you make the picture and then you erase it, right? And you start over. And I kind of look at all this as like a reset right now with what we're going through with COVID and the economy and everything, you know, a reset to say, how do I want to do it from now on? You know, what lessons did I learn out of this? And
This is
brilliant.
If the average family could look back on the virus and go like, how would my life be different handling this if I had half or no debt compared to what I have now? How would I handle this differently? Because I talked to a lot of people who were too busy in January, and of course in January they're making a lot of money in the stock market, but now, you know, they're hunting me down because they need, look, I need something that, as one lady said, look, I need something I can count on. Because my husband is not the stock picker that he thought he was.
It's not his fault, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. No, so, it's true. It's just amazing.
It does change
it's
your perspective of everything.
It does. Whew, this is awesome, and it really is very invigorating. And like they say, how do you eat an elephant? One step, one bite at a time. So everybody can get through it if it's tough. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on, and we'll be talking a lot, and I'll talk to you real, real soon. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Be blessed.